Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Big Boy. Thank you for being in the neighborhood. Do continue to hang out with us, man. We got an all-new round of Who Is It? And today's Who Is It is with a twist, man. I'm doing Who Is It today. Because Natalia takes this pride in doing Who Is It.
Yes.
And she always say, oh, you guys should have this. And then we don't get it, and we look ridiculous.
Man, yeah. I can't wait for this one.
Yeah,
I need
to get it right. So this one today, Lou, even if you know Ani, if you know who is it, don't say who it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to put it all on Natalia. So we got an all-new Who Is It that I created. And it's not like it's my sister Sheila or anything like that. It's not anything like that. It's someone that you should know.
Okay.
All right, and also Natalia, Cardi B wants to be a lit parent. Yes. I saw this.
I love this. So, you know, obviously she's a mama too, but the other day she was celebrating a bunch of stuff and she went out and she made a statement about like what she needs to do more to like prove something to her kids.
And documenting.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Documenting. I wonder if I'm getting corny to my kids now.
I wonder, man.
They say it comes. I think I am.
Really?
All right, but we got an In Case You Missed It coming up.
Big 50 Cent is so proud of this program that he has, the G-Unity program, where he has kids going in there and he's helping them learn about business and stuff. And he just announced that 66 out of 75 kids are now employed.
I love it, man. So we got a lovely In Case You Missed It with 50 Cent. And also, Louis G, this is low-hanging fruit, man. Even short people can be superheroes.
Yeah, man, one of the biggest movies that's coming out this weekend is Spider-Man No Way Home, and there was a situation where Tom Holland and his girlfriend Zendaya on this set, man, there was a little situation because of his height.
Right.
But it's all good, man, because superheroes could be short.
Yeah, we call her Zendaya sometimes, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Zendaya.
Hey, man, that happens, though.
I know.
Yeah, that happens, man, but we're going to get into it. Even short people can be superheroes. So y'all continue to hang out with this man, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's
big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Phone tap on the 10's time. It's that time of the year. Yes, it is. It is here. Carolyn permit. This is where Luther calls to get a special permit to sing Christmas carols, except the Christmas carols of a little gangster style. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Christmas life. Let's go to get into your phone tap on the 10's right here, Big Boy's
big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Safety.
Yes, I was calling about some information on receiving what they would call a special permit. For the holidays, we go around and we sing.
Uh-huh.
And they said that, you know, you got to have a special permit.
Okay, we issue our permits for building.
Oh, Lord.
Not for singing.
Think about someone that's coming with about 15, 20 little ghetto children just singing out loud, you know, come ye, tis the season to come ye.
What type of group is it?
It's the Lutones.
Who was she talking to, sir?
It was the police. They said that our lyrics were profound. We got a song, How to Survive Christmas in South Central. Joy to the world, Saint Nick is dead. The police came at us, 15 to 20 kids. I led them in a harmonial chorus of police.
Oh, no, you
did. Oh, I did.
But you have to realize one thing.
You must realize. Guess what's between my thighs.
That's the kind of song you'd be saying?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, since I was a youth, I smoked out. Now, every holiday, I'm the that you read about. Giving a toy or two. That's what the hell I do. You don't see your toy, well, you.
Mm-mm. To be honest, that's just profanity after profanity.
But you grew up on chestnuts roasting on an open fire. They don't look into chestnuts. Now, if I say, my roasting on your that night, then I got a problem.
All I can really tell you is, it's like,
Miss Claus, you look good. Why don't you back that? You a fat boom. Come on and back that.
Don't give me another one.
So it'll be a problem with better have my present?
Definitely.
Okay, so how long does it take to to get this because I need to try to get this together to get these kids out.
Well, you need to call the county.
Okay.
And that number's 455.
Hold on. You're going fast now. See, you're not the same person that got on the phone the first time.
No, I
mean, I'm starting
fast.
To question your mother holiday spirit.
Sir, I'm getting ready to hang up on you now. Bye.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Yo, man, we got to talk about just December and early January, man. I know it's the holidays, but a lot of people are looking forward to college football bowl games, Big. Mm-hmm. There's going to be 44 bowl games that are eventually going to lead up to, like, the national college playoffs and the championship. But there's so many bowl games. And when you hear about these bowl games, it's always tied to, like, a big company, like a Tostitos Bowl or the FedEx Bowl or something crazy like that. But Jimmy Kimmel has popped out a bowl out of, like, thin air, man. And he made this announcement a couple months ago. And it's now called the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. And it's going to be at SoFi Stadium on December 18th. It's going to be the first bowl game at that brand new stadium. And now we got the two teams, man. It's going to be Utah State versus Oregon State. And this is the first ever Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl, which is insane, especially for Los Angeles, Big. And Jimmy Kimmel decided that, hey, you know, these bowl games don't have mascots, but my bowl game is going to create a mascot. And he ended up calling me up and asking if I can help him announce the new mascot. And this is what happened on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
We took some of our favorite parts of each mascot, and I think we have a winner to introduce the official mascot of the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. Please welcome the official announcer of the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl, Louis G. Louis, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. Standing at 8 feet 5 inches tall, weighing in at 257 pounds, hailing from Hollywood, California, by way of sub-Saharan Africa, the dreamy, the dromedary, put your humps together for Jimmy Kimmel!
Jimmy Kimmel! Lou, that Jimmy is Kimmel. So dope! Lou, that is so dope, bro!
Yo, Lou, that is massive, man!
Yeah,
dog. Louis,
is
that
awesome,
is
man.
So dope, bro. That is dope.
I'm so excited, dude. I'm going to be the PA announcer for the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl at SoFi Stadium. And they did announce this thing called Jimmy Camel. And it's this mascot where it's a giant camel. And he came out. And the first thing he did was get sick and throw up all over the place on the
set.
As
he should,
Jimmy Kimmel show.
Hey, man. Congratulations epic, to you, bro. I am so happy
Thank
for you.
Man.
You know what's crazy? The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, I was like, man, that's dope how he got a bowl coming out of nowhere. It's Jimmy Kimmel. And then to hear your voice and hear him say Louis G and you be the official, that is huge, Woo! Louis. Congratulations,
dope,
man.
Really?
You sound
you,
amazing,
excited,
too.
Yeah, he sounds all perfect.
Yeah, you sound amazing, bro. That is beautiful, man. You definitely got me locked. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, Ani's up in here. Give it up for Ani! Ani, click of the day, what we got?
Christmas.
Wow.
No, it's here, Big. So I saw this story and I was like, whoa, that's a lot of decorations. But the article said this man put up 30,000 lights in front of his house.
Man.
And Big, do you know how many lights he has to flick on so it could go on?
He don't have an automatic switcher?
Nope. Okay. 98 flicks. Yes.
90. Oh, my gosh, man.
I only have like 6 at my house and it feels like
a lot.
Hey,
dude, I'm wondering as a neighbor, would I be like, dude, you lighting up my bedroom? Like, you know, like, come on, man. Like, I'm in the spirit, but please.
Like, it's so bright. Because, you know, I love to go with my friends around the holidays and just look at houses.
Right.
And they're like huge, nice. But I always wonder how much do these cost, like,
for
the light bill. So, Big, I actually thought that was a lot of lights. So then I started searching this. This was in the UK, 30,000 lights, 98 switches. Then I found in New York, one person won, actually the world record for the most lights, almost 700,000 lights.
That is ridiculous,
700,000!
At that point, like you got to start charging people, to come in.
Yeah.
I'll block off my block so you can't drive down the block and see it.
I would do that. Kind of make it like a Halloween style where people go through the horror house, except it's like a little
And that's with
candy.
People taking pictures in front of your house. You always got a stranger in front of your house.
Yeah.
Like, we have our house done right now.
That's true.
You do?
Yeah, we have our house done. It's not overbearing. I don't like my I have a neighbor that has some lights. I don't like theirs.
No,
yeah.
That's
just
funny.
The colors that they chose.
The
and
bad
I'm just
color
like,
scheme.
Yeah, it looked like Brady Bunch, like 1970-something. Like, what are these big-ass lights? Like,
Do you do that though, Big? Do you go around your block or anything and look at other people's houses just for the fun of it?
Not really. I mean, if I see something, I'll cut down the block or whatever, but nah.
Oh my gosh, I actually drive to certain areas because I know exactly where they decorate really nice. I'm like, wow, that's so
pretty. With Veto's aunt, she have an area where, and we would go over there, but it hasn't been in years where we would go and, drive around and take a look at it, but...
What about Christmas decorations? When you put them up, do you put them up with the family or do you have someone?
No, ours is up. We did it. We did it,
so
man.
Fun.
And I'm telling you, man, I bought an artificial tree over 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And
it's
still so amazing when we decorate it.
Wow.
Oh, and we've saved a lot of money, man, because trees are expensive again this year.
They are.
Yeah, man, I have a beautiful artificial tree.
Big, I told my mom about that. I was like, Mom, we're getting a fake tree after Christmas because Big said
it's cheaper. The next day or after Christmas, you can get it for half price.
Too expensive right
now. Trust that. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Natalia's up in here. Neighborhood News. Bad Bunny is in the Neighborhood News.
Bad Bunny can do anything, Big. The Bad Bunnies, I love him. Whatever it is, whether it's acting, his own music, or maybe even just recreating a music video just to lip sync along to it. I'm so here for it. So, Big. I think a lot of people, if you don't remember this song, you know it from weddings, TikToks, music videos too.
Hey, man.
This was really cool.
I like the older guys that did
it.
One of them remind me of Robert the parking attendant. Remember Robert the one-eyed parking attendant? Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I love it. So just for fun, Bad Bunny and Vogue got together. They recreated the music video with all these cool looks. And at first I thought that Bad Bunny had actually recreated the song, but he was just lip singing along to it. So here's what I need. I need Bad Bunnies to recreate this song.
Hey, man, he could pull that off.
I think so.
He could pull that off. And you got to think, people know Macarena. People know, on TikTok, you go on vacation. They do
it.
It's one of them, you do it at parties, whatever.
It's a fun
but,
dance.
There's a lot of people that don't know Macarena.
Yes.
So he could do that, and people be like, oh, yeah, Bad Bunny Macarena.
Yeah.
You know?
And make it straight fire.
Yeah, man.
Someone did try to recreate it a couple years ago. We all know him, Tyga.
Hey, Macarena.
Hey, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena.
Hey,
put the chopper on and turn him to a sprinter.
Okay.
Throw my tell him, give me 1 minute. Hey, Macarena.
Hey, man, I thought Tyga killed that. When I heard that, I liked it. I thought it was fun. Yeah.
I don't think Bad Bunny's version would sound like that. I think it would be, slightly different. But I really, I'm putting it onto the universe. I really want Bad Bunny to recreate
Hey, man, with Bad Bunny kind of recreating that video, you know what I'm saying? He gonna make these dudes get shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Are they gonna come out? Watch they be at Coachella 2022. You know what I'm saying? Have the whole crowd go, hey, you know?
That would be so dope.
There it is. Watch it happen. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty now. Louis G's superheroes can be short. I love this, man.
Dog, the struggle's real, bro, when you're short. We all know it, dog.
No, we all don't know.
I personally know it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm grabbing things off the top of the refrigerator and shelves and everything. But go ahead. I understand it, though. Go ahead, Lou.
Yes, this gives me hope, though. Spider-Man No Way Home with Tom Holland and Zendaya comes out this weekend. One of the biggest movies. I'm talking about theaters are getting sold out already just to watch the Thursday night screenings, the early Friday screenings. But, Tom Holland was on a tour and he sat down and him and Zendaya were talking about what it was like on set. And Tom Holland is shorter than Zendaya.
Oh,
and how
man.
Did it go? What happened when they were doing some stunts and Zendaya was talking about a situation where he was a little short and didn't touch down first.
I heard you talking somewhere, Zendaya, how your height difference makes those stunts more complicated.
Thank you, Graham.
I didn't say it. Zendaya said it.
Well, you see, there's a particular stunt. I don't know if it's in this, but there's a, Spider-Man swings us on top of a bridge. He's supposed to gently, rest MJ on the bridge and walk away from her. It because of our height difference, I obviously, if we're on the same, point.
Yeah, we were attached.
I would land before him. My feet obviously hit the ground before he does. So...
How tall is Zendaya? She's 5'10", and look, they say.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So how tall is my man?
5'8", I believe.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
damn.
Not
bad. Yo, well, he's taller
Spider-Man
than Louis.
Spider-Man is short.
Right. Yeah. He said Spider-Man is short. I love it. Hey, I love you, man.
That's right,
unionize.
Bro.
Unionize.
Short people could be superheroes, too, dog.
Woo! Hey, man.
You're one of the favorite Avengers out there.
You are a superhero, bro.
Yeah,
and you are you, short. Man. Take it off. Yeah. Trust that. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Definitely going down. Ani's up in here. Now, we've been talking about Ani, the tradition of always being with your family for the holidays. And you said one of your friends wanted to go to New York.
Yeah.
You wanted to go to New York.
My
You've never been to New
life,
York, right?
Never.
Never
my
been.
Entire life, I've dreamed of it. Like, New York is this celebrity that if I meet, I'm going to cry. You
know, oh,
like,
really?
You meet someone, you're like, ah!
So this is that thing where you were torn between staying with your family or going on this trip to New York that you've never been on.
Yeah,
for the holidays. New York is beautiful for the holidays as well.
Yeah, my friend was showing me pictures. She's like, we're going to go see this. We're going to see this. I was like, okay, but I haven't told my parents yet because, you know, they're not going to be happy about this. But then when I saw my friend the other day, she also told me something that she's like, hey, would you mind if we get there, if we do a little something's different. Like, there was a twist to it. To be honest with you, I'm not okay with it, but I said yes just
She's not going up there to dance, is she?
No, but...
Oh, okay. You know, because sometimes people do these pop-up, like, they get featured at these clubs. I didn't know if she was doing that.
I don't know. If med school doesn't work, that might be
her second choice. Right. Well, a lot of people do go through med school by, you know, dancing.
Yeah. I totally would support her if she wanted to go
Dr.
to New York.
Dr. Khaleesi, did. Shout out to Dr. Khaleesi, my partner. He's the dance in Paris.
Go ahead. The thing,
no, I'm just playing Day-Day. Jesus Christ. Day-Day was like, what?
Always believe in it.
Yeah. Go ahead, honey.
But, Big, I did officially make the decision of that I do
want to
go.
Oh, so you made the decision.
Yes.
So you're going.
Well, I haven't gotten the tickets yet because my friend's taking
but
the test.
But you made the decision.
Made the decision that I'm going. And it was because of talking to you guys and talking to
listeners.
Don't
put that on us.
No, I loved it. You guys made me feel better.
Right.
I was like, you know, this is okay. But then I went to my brother, and I was just like, you got to help. Well, my brother's really, like, he's always been a very
overprotective. Is your brother older?
Yeah, year and 7 months.
Okay.
But he's always very overprotective. Like, if a guy talked to me, he'd be like, who is that? Things like that. So me leaving and going somewhere with my friend, I thought would be a problem. But I was really surprised with his response.
I heard that. Like, all right. So do you have his response?
I do have
his
response.
All right, I'll come back to it.
Yeah, it was kind of sassy.
Really, though? You're kind of smiling and then not. I don't know what the hell he said, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to it.
I don't know how I felt about it.
Y'all continue to hang out with us, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Caller number 10, we are looking for you right now. So hit us up, 866-246-8923. All righty now, Ani, you say you made up your mind.
Yep.
You're going to New York with your friend for the holidays. First trip to New York.
Yeah.
She was torn between going to New York or staying home with the family, as they do every year for the tradition.
Yep.
But you made up your mind and you're going.
Yes.
You say you talked to your brother.
I talked to my brother, and my brother's very strict. I was really nervous to actually talk to him, and I was like, I'm going to hold this mic in front of you, so, you know, just... Say
and
what
you got
have
his,
to
you
say.
You got, like, his raw initial reaction?
Raw. And I was really surprised at his reaction because I didn't expect this. But I asked, do you think our parents will mind if I go to New York for the holidays?
I would be really happy if you left.
All right, that wasn't the question. Who should I tell first?
Well, you told me first, so I'm telling you, go. Leave.
I feel like you don't want... Okay. How should I say it, though? If I'm going to say it, how do I tell Mom?
I'll tell Dad, I don't know. We're in the 21st century. You could just text and say, hey, I'm not going to be here. You guys are going to have a better New Year's and Christmas.
They want me here for New Year's.
And 2022 if you don't come back.
No, I don't.
Does your brother like you?
I don't think so.
I'm not going to even say love you. Hold on. Listen, hold on for a second.
I would be really happy if you left.
All right, that wasn't the question.
All right, I'd be really happy.
I think someone's trying to
How do you have all this energy and your brother sounds like that?
No, he doesn't. He's shy on there. I'm like, why don't you act like yourself? He's louder than I am.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like,
I beg
talking.
To differ. I find that hard to believe, but
I'm like the least energetic from all my family members. Like,
no, you not.
Yeah.
That can't be.
I think that's a lie.
Yeah.
You guys haven't met my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to meet her.
She wants to meet
I
you too.
Meet her.
I
well,
talk
I,
about
I, you. When I'm spending Christmas with your family because you're abandoning them.
No, you're gonna come to New York with
I will be there.
You don't want to go to New York.
So your brother said, you know, go enjoy
I actually
it.
Thought he was gonna be really upset. Be like, where are you going?
Gone
with?
For all of 2022.
Yeah, that was mean.
Yeah,
that was not cool.
What if he's trying to make sure that you leave so that he becomes like the new favorite?
Oh, so you're saying I'm the favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think
you
that's
would be
it.
My favorite.
But I know.
Right.
I think he's the favorite.
So, yeah. But you're going.
Yes.
That's going
to
be
nice. We just
nice.
Have to get the tickets now.
Right, right, right. You got your hotel?
No.
Hotel in New York during the holidays, huh?
No ticket.
No tickets.
We're going to do this. Right.
I don't think this is going to happen.
Have you guys cost out, like, how much it costs?
I was looking at prices yesterday, so yeah, it's really expensive.
It gets more expensive by the day.
But
you know,
isn't
you're
it by
going
gas
during
price?
A heavy travel. Forget it.
No, well, yeah. It's just gas price right. If the gas price. So,
look, Big has been to New York.
Yeah.
I've been to New York. Yeah. Jason, you haven't been. We're trying to give you advice on when to get these tickets. You need to be getting them like 2 weeks ago.
On Christmas Day, really? When I'm looking at your Instagram and see you sitting with your family, I'll understand why. All right, let's do caller number 10 right now. Caller number 10, we got your tickets to see Ye and Drake at the Coliseum. So let's go ahead and bring, is it Haley? I'm bringing it to the neighborhood. See what's going down with Haley. Haley, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Haley. Haley, what city are you calling from?
Long Beach.
Haley from Long Beach. Haley, do you know what caller number you are right now?
Oh, I hope it's 10, Big. I hope it's 10.
Yes, it is, caller number 10. Congratulations to you, Haley. You got your tickets,
I'm so excited.
Man. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a great show. I don't even call it a concert. It's going to be an experience, Haley.
Yes.
And we're all going to bear witness to something that we thought we would never see. Mm-hmm. And you got to think at the Coliseum, you know, and like I was saying, Haley, I don't know when the last time I've been in the Coliseum. Yeah. I don't know what it's going to look like. You know, like, because Kanye, he goes above and beyond. Go ahead, honey.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited. We're SC fans, and I cannot wait to go. And it's an honor just to talk to you. I'm so excited.
Thank you. You know, I used to go to USC myself. I used to DJ up there. I used to DJ parties. No, I used to DJ parties. I wasn't an actual student. But congratulations to you. When was the last time you've been in the Coliseum for, like, games or something like that?
Maybe a tailgate, but I don't know the last time I stepped inside of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is going to be the greatest reason to do so. Have you ever been to New York, Haley?
Yes, my sister used to live there. And go have so much fun in the Big Apple. Go celebrate, love. Go have fun.
There it
is. Thank you, Haley.
All right.
See you Thursday.
See?
Hopefully.
Haley agrees, too.
Yeah.
And she didn't even say, yeah, and be gone all of 2022. You know? Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio?
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
What should Ani do? Ani been wanting to go to New York her whole life, but it's during the holidays. When Ani usually stays with her family. It's a family tradition. What do you think Ani should do?
Ani, I think you need to go to New York, girl. Make it happen. As you grow older, honestly, you don't even spend the holidays with the family all the time.
Krista, what should Ani do?
I think she should go.
There it is.
It's something that you always wanted to do, girl. Go and have fun.
Ani needs to go to New York because once she finds the man of her dreams, decides to get married, she's going to start breaking tradition anyway.
Hey, your girl over there. Huh? Want a couple slices over there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Out here without your parents, huh? No radio over there, huh? Radio over there. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
It's something that you always wanted to do, girl. Go and have fun.
You need to go to New York, girl.
Yeah.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, you're 18, listen to win, phone tap, ladies and gentlemen. And I love when they transform the park.
Yeah.
You know, and you just feel it.
Oh, it feels
fun. And the
fun.
Weather's right right now.
Oh, but still to go to Harry Potter Land, that's my favorite.
Go especially in this season with all, oh my gosh, that's
well, you know
best.
What, let's not get the tickets away. Why don't we just go?
Let's go.
Yeah, get fired. All right, now let's get into your 810 phone tap. This one right here is a little bit of FedEx for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is where Luther calls to ask some suspicious questions about sending out some packages. Your 810 phone tap right here, big boys hey, neighborhood, boy. Pay very close attention. I need to send out some packages, right?
How many packages you're shipping?
I'm going to break them down into three different packages. Each one is a kilo.
Is there a declared value?
Ah, boy, I would have to say street value. Each one is probably about $25,000. Do I have to put a return address on this?
Is it coming back to you?
Oh, I hope not.
Would it be billed to your account number, sir?
No, I don't want to leave no paper trail on it. Y'all take cash, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
$465.75.
Oh, that ain't nothing compared to what I'm about to make if these make it there safely. You think about making any extra money?
No, sir. Not like that. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking, you know. Each one teach one. Don't hide it, divide it. Can you put like a note on my account? Make sure they don't run no dogs across my package or break this down?
Can you hold for one moment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
She's about to call the police.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
Yes, I'm a supervisor here.
How you doing? I got to ship these three different packages out, right?
And what are you shipping? What are the contents?
Birds.
Birds? We don't accept birds.
Not birds. Not chirp, chirp, chirp. Not them kind of birds. I'm a chicken hawk. Have y'all caught any packages going through there lately?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we have your file here, so we'll be reporting this to security.
That's not good.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend sending anything that's illegal.
Oh, it's not illegal?
Oh, okay.
Who said it was illegal? See, now you're putting words in my mouth.
Oh, okay, because you're asking if we're going to inspect your package and, you know.
That doesn't mean that something is illegal.
Okay. Well, oh, what are you sending again?
You think? Oh, okay, so you're thinking I'm sending drugs.
Well, you're asking if we're going to. We have the right to inspect every package.
Now you're thinking, now I'm a drug dealer.
You asked about dogs sniffing the package. The only reason anyone would use dogs is to sniff out contraband.
No, I was just wondering, do dogs sniff the package? Because I don't want dogs sniffing on my mail.
It's unlikely they would be.
And matter of fact, since you know to my account, I'm also going to report you. I thank you very much, okay?
Okay.
Phone taps on the tens. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Natalia's up in here. Cardi B in the neighborhood news.
Oh, Cardi B posted this video big, and I felt this so hard in my heart. So, you know, she's a mama too now, and she was out the other day celebrating with Offset. You know, she's now this, like, creative director at Playboy.
Yeah,
she's got her whip shots. She was out having the time of her life with Offset, and this was a video that she filmed shortly after.
We some lit parents. Like, we need to do videos like this because, you know, when our kids get older and they try to, like, act like we wasn't that.
Yeah, we was turnt.
Out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, your mom, dad, was...
Yeah.
Mama dad. Yes. And like Matt and I, my husband and I, we talk about that. Like, we got to make sure we get like a good photo that we look good so that we could show our son, John Matthew, like, yo, we look good one day.
Hey,
like,
no,
we're still,
man.
We were cool.
Hey,
I swear.
Man, I wonder, like, when I'm going to get corny to my kids.
Oh,
if I'm not already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just went to the Javonte Tank Davis and the Cruz fight. And we had a good night. It was me and Jaden. You know what I'm saying? And he's, you know, like 6 feet now.
Mm-hmm.
So it just felt like I was just hanging with not just my son, but my partner. We're watching the fight.
Oh,
I wonder if he enjoyed it as much as I did. Or if he was like, look at this stupid guy.
You know? Did you just say your son is 6 feet?
Yeah, Jaden's like, he tapping 6 feet, man.
Wow.
Yeah. And not roster 6 feet. He's like 6 feet.
Yeah. And as much as you want him to, like, feel like, you know, he's having a good time and that you're not corny, I'm sure there are other things, too, that you're like, I don't think he needs to know that side of
me
either,
tell you,
though.
I'm ready to give my kids my book.
Really?
Like, my kids haven't read my book.
You don't
and
think
I want to. I think I want to give them my book, but I know that they're going to come with, I can't believe that my parent did this.
Yes.
You know?
Because there are stories
that
you tell me.
And there were things I didn't put in the book. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
There are stories that you tell me that I'm like, whoa, big, I didn't know that. So I know that there are things that I've done.
Is there anything that you can't believe your parent did? Like your
you
mom or dad?
What? You got my mom to confess that she had smoked marijuana one time.
Oh, yeah. She was like, yeah, big, I blew all kind of trees.
No,
y'all hit us up. Y'all hit us up right now. I can't believe my parent did this.
Ooh,
y'all call us up 866-246-8923. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. I can't believe my parent or parents did this. Hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Let's bring Anonymous into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Anonymous. Anonymous, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Anonymous, I can't believe my parent did this.
Yeah, so I come from a family of six, and my brothers and sisters actually put my mom on blast and told me and my twin that when we were younger, my mom actually had us all under the bunk bed and was shooting, had a shootout in front of the front door with
the neighbors. Jesus Christ. Gangsta, yes. Gangsta, that's what I'm yelling. So she secured the babies. She secured y'all.
The kids under the bed, laid us all down, and was shooting the front door because of the neighbors, other females.
I heard that. So she had a shootout.
Yes.
I love it.
More of them. I didn't believe my mom was like, it's not the first one.
Oh, my Lord. I heard that.
Wow.
Did your mom packed a pistol?
I knew she did, but I didn't know she was shooting it. I didn't know that.
I heard that. Now, is your mom still here with us?
Yes, she is.
Okay, praise God. Mm-hmm. That's good. You know, because all these little, you know, these little home invasions, just this craziness that's going on right now.
If she was still out there, though. She out there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. She was like, pistol ain't too far away from her. All righty, now, hit us up. I can't believe my parent did this. 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Ani?
Big, I recently found out something my dad did. It made me happy, but I was surprised.
He did a porn?
No.
Oh, that'd be dope. Would you watch your dad's porn for $2 million? $2 million?
How do you think you got here, girl?
Yeah.
Actually, one of our callers was like, I can't believe my parents had sex to have me.
Yeah,
no,
man.
Same, Jasmine.
You're right. All righty.
No, but my dad told me that he smoked weed.
Oh, really, though?
In our garage.
Yeah.
Over the summer.
Oh, this summer?
Yes.
Oh, your dad blowing.
Right?
Your dad
that
blowing.
The first
tell him to go to Bonafide. I'm going to get him a little package or something. He is, man, as that little girl said in that phone tap, don't worry, I got you. I got you in that category. All righty, hit us up. I can't believe my parent did this. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Went shopping yesterday, man.
Really?
And the cashier was not great. I don't want to blow him up, but he was not great. New guy, whatever. But yeah, man, he didn't put my cucumber in the bag. So now I got to go back today. It was 99 cents. You know what I'm saying? Now I got to go back today and be like, hey, you know, yesterday they didn't put the cucumber in the bag.
Remember?
So. Yeah, yeah. So I got to go get the cucumber.
Go get that.
Which
cucumber.
Has nothing to do with why I can't believe my parents did this.
Hey.
Maybe my kids are listening right now. Like, I can't believe you're talking about a 99 cent cucumber. I can't believe my parent did this. Tramiel. Let's bring Tramiel into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Tramiel. Tramiel, hello. Ooh. You all right?
Hello.
Hello there, Tramiel. I can't believe my parent did this.
I can't believe my mom at age 78 went to Mardi Gras. And she didn't even tell us. She just had me pick her up from the airport, and she had a whole bunch of beads on and stuff and dressed with stuff that inappropriate stuff she ain't supposed to have on. I'm like, Mama, where'd you go? Oh, I went to Mardi Gras. I'm like, well, how'd you get them beads? How you think I got it?
I heard that. Oh, man. Hey, you know how you get the Mardi Gras beads, right?
Yeah, you
got to pull up your shirt and
show the girls.
Yeah, man. She probably didn't have to pull her shirt up that far, though. You know what I mean? Just a little bit above the waist. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. I can't believe my parent did this. Let's go to bring Sal into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Sal. Sal, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Sal. Sal, I can't believe my parent did this.
I can't believe my mom used to take me and my cousins, which are about probably 12 of us, take us all in a Corolla to Raging Waters and sneak most of us in when she'll be at the back of the line holding only 4 passes.
I heard. Oh, like who got the ticket? Oh, my mom in the back. Yeah. My mom in the back. Yep. She got the tickets. I heard
but
that,
when we
man.
Enter, we all scatter.
Yeah, and that's for those out there who don't know what you're talking about, that's the water park. Yeah, it was like, yeah, good luck. Yes.
I love
good luck chasing all 12 of us down.
Like, once he walks in, he scatters.
And once you get in there, break!
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, man, my mom, you know, it was seven of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And my mom would do kind of the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like that's why even if y'all go to like a buffet mm-hmm. or a smorgasbord, but you go to like I bring an empty bag mm-hmm. to take stuff back.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because
though.
That's what my mom used to always do.
My mom was the you're this old. You're this old. Yeah. If they ask you, you're Same. This many years. So, you know, yeah. like, mom, I'm 14. Yeah. What are you talking about?
And you take pride in your real age. Like, no, today you're seven.
Yeah.
Today you're seven. Or you sit at the bus stop till we get out.
Yeah.
You sit at the bus stop till we get out. I can't believe my mom did this.
I'm the same with Natalia Big, though, when it came to my mom. I don't know.
What? She did what?
I was going to say smoking, but she was going to be really mad if I said the smoking part.
Oh, really?
She
so your parents are just dope heads.
No, not weed. Oh, not weed. My mom was not. I
crash?
Went. No, no.
Heroin?
She hasn't even seen that
God,
stuff.
Oh, my God. Your mom smoked
no,
heroin?
No, cigarette. No, no. You guys have
she smoked 50 pours. She dipped her cigarettes in PCP?
What? No. Oh, I do wish God. She smoked weed. That
hey,
so
Sal,
cool.
I kind of wow. hate we did this, man. Yeah. Look at all the stuff we're finding out now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
man.
Wow.
We did a buffet at Shakey's as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Shakey's was our spot. Yeah, we were this like, that like, day like. We get out of there. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I did not know this.
No, that's she would be mad if she
You know,
right
I saw
now,
this dude one never. Time flip out on some PCP. He got butt naked and he tried to pick up a car.
What?
Yeah, wow. Tell your mom be careful, mess with that
she's
PCP.
Seriously. PCP.
Yeah, yeah, man.
PCP's
no.
very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dipping cigarettes, she don't do it anymore?
No,
you just couldn't believe she did it.
No, she never did it.
Hey, man, you got to admit it first.
You
know what I'm saying? I watch a lot of Intervention.
No,
do we have to start writing a note?
No, no, no.
All righty.
Yeah, I think she's good.
All right, I'm going to start off with We Love You, But.
Okay.
All right, there it is.
Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing in case you missed it. We got
50 Cent.
50 Cent Curtis Jackson. Hello.
Big, he has this beautiful foundation where he's helping students kind of learn how to be entrepreneurs, teaching them about business, things that they should really know. And he announced that 66 out of 75 of the kids enrolled have been employed right now.
That's dope.
And it's just going to keep growing.
You know what I love about 50? 50 can be the biggest troll,
yeah.
say the craziest stuff, but he doesn't really get canceled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't get canceled. He could be so petty and then do a message like G-Unity and talk about his, you know, his class. I love that.
Love that. Love him too, Big. I don't think I'd ever want to cancel him either. And then one of the times he was in the neighborhood, you were asking him a bunch of fun questions. One of the questions you asked at the end is, what age were you when you lost your virginity? But you started it off with, what's the last thing you did knowing it was wrong?
Last time I did something knowing it was wrong, man, I took my little guy, right? I had him with me. We went down.
Your son?
We were supposed to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Uh-huh.
And then I was just out. But we was riding, and I saw these girls and stuff, and I was like, look, come here. I said, okay, now you go over there, and you be cute.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to come over there, all right?
Get you. You know, what are you doing over here?
Yeah, he's cute.
Oh, my
look
God.
At
look at him.
I'm like, Big, he's cute. Look at him. I make these. I have them.
Yeah. And that's better than the puppy. You know what I'm saying? What is something 50 can't live without?
I need to be around, away from people for a little while.
Where do you go to get away?
When I go home. I get away from like everything. I just for a little while.
You still got the house in Connecticut?
Yeah, but I don't go.
You don't go to that one.
Yeah, another place. But when I do go, I just need to just be away from everything for a little while.
How long is a little while?
Like a few hours.
Just oh, damn.
With nobody there, though, before everything else starts again.
What is your kryptonite?
Women.
Craziest thing 50 has done with a stranger that you've never seen again.
I've been places where the place was too nice for mm-hmm. who I was with.
Oh, really though?
Damn. Like you get off the plane and you look and you go,
thought you knew.
Again.
Thought you knew. All righty now. What were you too young for when you did it the first time?
Sex the first time. I was 12.
Oh, my God. There it is.
Wow.
Hey, man, that was probably like 8 of the 21 question game that we played over there. Yeah, and in case you missed it, you can find that entire interview in case you missed it at RadioBigBoy.com.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a big boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? We have the most fun on your radio. Natalia's survey says what?
There is a new survey that says if you have like a work bestie, you're 67% more likely to stay at your job.
You guys are my work bestie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
really?
Man.
Yes. They said that it is really healthy to have friendships at your work because it can, like, motivate you either to do better, but also you share a common, like, shared experience as well with your work friend bestie.
Who's your neighborhood bestie? Keep it real.
You know what? I think it might be Vic.
Really?
Yeah.
Do y'all talk
off air? We, like, send each other memes, and we'll text, like, funny things. But, like, I feel like sometimes we have a similar sense of humor, but also, like, he gave me a lot of advice when I was having my kid.
I didn't think you would say Vic.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you would have said, like, me or Ani.
Probably.
No, don't do it now.
Yeah.
Don't do it now. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
You know what? I think it might be Vic.
Got my best friend. She a real bad bitch. Got her own money. She don't need no gonna dance for her. She had 2-3 drinks. Now she's twerking.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood boy. Survey says...
Survey says
what, Natalia?
Oh, survey says that you might be using the best or worst hiding spot when it comes to hiding presents for Christmas. Mm. Look, we all do this, whether, you know, you're hiding them maybe for your loved one, for the kids, whoever's in your household, basically. I remember looking for presents as a kid, and there was one spot that I was like, I found it 1 year. I was like, yes. Then the next year I went back and I was like, they realized I found them last year. So they were not there. But now this poll was conducted and it found the top 5 hiding places. And I'm going to give them to you. So
it's
that
not like in somebody's butt, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I'm about to say, because that does not work.
I want to just kind of like put everyone up on these tips so that they can find some good hiding spots and, you know, get rid of those really
bad
ones.
My mom used to always hide our gifts at the store.
Wow. That one's yours. Yeah. So it says these are the top 5 hiding places: bedroom closets, a spare room, a coat
Who has
closet.
A spare room?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, for real,
fancy
dog.
People. Under the bed and in the car trunk. But
we
those
have a bed.
Those are not like the good hiding ones. Those are just the
we
top 5.
We have a car either. And I know people hide their stuff in the car.
Yes.
But we didn't have a car growing up.
Oh,
you know what
I see.
I'm saying?
I
so
see.
We, yeah.
Well, they said that.
What, you going to hide on the bus?
Leave these here. Don't touch them.
Yeah, yeah.
They said that nearly 60% of people say they found presents in the car trunk in less than an hour.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Don't hide them in the car trunk.
Oh, yeah.
Stop doing that. Don't do that. They said other gifts.
Well, now there's so many thieves out there,
that's
man.
That's true.
Good Lord.
Don't leave anything in your car. You got to hide it.
Yeah, well, man.
Even if you hide it, I get nervous. Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
man.
They're going to know that it's under this blanket. They said that those hiding spots, that you got to find something beyond the, like, the closet.
Yeah.
So maybe think of, like, I don't know, like under the sink in the kitchen.
Right.
Because
right.
No one's going to look in places right. That people don't want to look.
And my kids, they're past that age, but I can hide theirs under their homework. You know what I'm saying? is that on there in the survey?
No, but it does say that. Right. So make sure you remember where you hide your present.
Hide them in the trash can. Nobody throws the trash away but me. So.
People have forgotten
my
about
mom hid
them.
Mine under my laundry basket.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, exactly.
For Louis.
All your mom had to do was hide them up on, you know, the
top
lower
shelf
cabinet.
Oh, yeah. The lower cabinet.
You got that. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood. Boy. Louis G is up in here, man. I don't know this story.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw the title.
Okay.
So this is about to be a real introduction to me, man. But I hope that this isn't true about Tiger King.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Luke.
All right, so listen to this, man. I know we all love Tiger King,
yeah,
man. We got, you know, Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin and her situation with her husband. And then we got this awesome song out of it.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Hey, man, I know that part right there.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell does that. I don't know the guy. You know what
it's
I'm
like
saying?
It's like a great TikTok.
Yeah, we just know it. You
yeah.
Know?
Oh, my god.
I actually think it was a girl who did
a girl?
It. Yeah, dressed as like a
she Jones didn't do the up. Vocals, though.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right, go ahead now.
So that Tiger King story was great, right? But what about them maybe ripping off somebody else?
Yeah,
did they
man.
Rip off Shark King? All right, let me tell you. Just listen to me, okay? There's this story that's going around, man, and it takes back in the 1930s. So there is this father and son who owned this aquarium, and it was, like, failing. So they decided, hey, we need to do something or bring an attraction to this aquarium. So they went out to sea on a boat, and they ended up catching this, like, 2,000-pound tiger shark. They brought it back to the aquarium. God. They got a bunch of families actually finally coming into the aquarium, and business was doing good. And while a bunch of families were there watching this tiger shark in this, like, large aquarium, this is what happened.
About a week after catching the shark and in front of crowds of families enjoying the aquarium during a holiday weekend, the behemoth suddenly began convulsing and vomiting, spitting up a rat, a bird, and finally, a human arm.
There it is. Oh, man. Wow. So he's the original Tiger Shark King.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Hey, man. Yes, you know, man. With Joe Exotic, I wouldn't be surprised. Remember how he was making those videos and then we found out that he wasn't even a singer?
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like, that dude would do anything to become a star. Mm-hmm. So maybe he found out about Tiger Shark King, and maybe it is.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
think
but
about
I...
it. That
it's not going to take anything away from Tiger King for me, though.
No,
not at all, man. But I think this Shark King thing could be a movie or some kind of series because, man, that arm actually belonged to, like, a former drug dealer who was involved with, like, the mafia. Mm. And I don't know if this mafia guy would just kill people and throw, you know, their body parts in the ocean and sharks would just eat it. Like, whoa.
Too much mind for me, dog. I don't know if I want to see that. There it is. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood is about that time for a round of Who Is It?
Who Is It?
Now, usually Nathalia does Who Is It.
Yep, yep.
But the last time I told her, I said, dude, you try to make us look stupid every time you do it.
No,
because you know how it is, Lou. She'll come in and she'll say, oh, this one's easy. I think y'all can get it. And then we never get it.
Oh,
we never get it, man.
Sometimes I'll admit that, but also.
It's not tough when you know the answer.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so I told them, I said, you know what? The next Who Is It, I'll do Who Is It.
Okay.
And this is what I'm doing, all righty? So I will handle Who Is It. We grab the audio. Ani, I want you to play along. Louie, I want you to play along. But this one really is for Nathalia.
Okay.
This is like our get back to Nathalia for the way that she does Who Is It.
If I win, will someone get me breakfast?
I'll get you breakfast.
Because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I forgot my breakfast.
And you know what's a trip? What's a trip about that is for some reason, I think you will get this.
Okay. No,
like real talk because you know where it came from.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah. So let's get into it, man. Who is it?
Let's
you ready,
it.
Nathalia? Well,
yes.
Ready, neighborhood. Here we go.
All right. Pip.
Wait. Pip.
You got it?
Wow.
Wait, not yet. I need to hear it again. Pip. You sure that's the whole thing you want to play?
Yeah, this is it. Listen up.
Pip.
Nah.
Oh, it's a good one, dude.
Yeah,
it is a
thank
good one.
You. Here it is.
I think I got it.
Nah, I'll give it to you for real. Here it is.
Him to play so.
Play
Who is it?
Play it again.
Him to play so.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Lou, do you know? Who is it? One more time.
Him to play so.
One more time.
Him to play so.
What is that?
All righty. You want to hear one more time, Ani?
Yeah,
one more time for Ani.
Him to play so.
Alrighty. Gosh. One more time for Nathalia.
Him to play so.
And one more time for Louie.
Him to
Come
play
on.
So.
Who is it?
It's someone on a talk show.
Alrighty.
Gosh.
Sounds like a comedian.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, Nathalia.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Not that easy, huh?
Yeah, I'm going
to
go.
Him to play so.
Him to play so. Oh, gosh.
Can
I don't
you,
know.
Can you give me the buzzer up there just to be on the same side?
I'm going to go with. Play one more time. So one more time.
Alrighty.
Him to play so.
I'm going to go with, I don't know. Chris,
give it to me.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Well, comedian.
Chris Evans, Chris Rock. Louis, who do you
Chappelle?
Think it is?
Man, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. All righty now.
No idea.
It's Drake.
Oh, no.
Yes, man. It's Drake when he was on Saturday Night Live. Pay attention.
Oh, me? Well, I'm actually Canadian. I'm a Canadian-er man. I'm from Toronto. But I'm ready. I came to play, so let's do this, all right?
Let's do this, all right?
Good job, man.
There
good
it is,
job,
man. Drake. Thank you.
Oh, I should have cursed.
And thank you to Juan as well for going down that rabbit hole with you, man. That was Drake on SNL. The clip is from him playing a character named Jared on Black Jeopardy. There it is right there,
well.
Man. No one got, who is that? Especially Natalia. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Louis G is up in here. Louis G, bad play.
Bad play of the day goes to this mom who ruined Christmas for her family, man. So she was having this conversation with her son who's about to turn 8 years old, and she decided and made this decision of like, okay, he's getting older. Maybe it's time I
tell
him the truth.
She decided and made the decision. You know what I'm saying? That's the deal she did.
You know? I'm going to tell my son the truth about Santa Claus. And it backfired.
Uh-oh.
She ended up telling him the truth about Santa Claus. This kid was so mad that he ended up going to school and then having this conversation with his kids and telling all
like
the kids
friends?
About Santa Claus with his friends and spreading the truth around. And the teacher ended up like telling him, you need to stop talking about Santa Claus like that. And it's not true. And he got in trouble.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. If anybody's listening right now, and you do have your kids in the car or anything, don't turn away. Just turn it down. Because I don't even want your kids questioning, like, what are they talking about? True and not true and everything. So please, don't turn away. Just turn your radios down while we have this talk here. Yeah, man.
But it is the bad play. Like, you don't do that. 8 years old, I think that's too young, man. Like, Aliana's 9, and it's like, she understands a little bit, but there's still Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, and she's playing along right now. She know that there's no... You know, fat Caucasian guy coming through a chimney that doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because I bought into the whole Christmas thing and Santa and all that. Mm-hmm. But I always was like, man, I want my kids to know that this is coming from me as well.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I get up, you know, and work hard to give this credit to some dude. Like, man, you crazy as hell. And now that I'm, like, more knowledgeable, even more so, you know, you gain wisdom. I'm like, man, I wish you would have never did that. You know what I'm saying? What you want from Santa? Like, what the hell? Santa ain't did. He ain't did a segment on this show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't been on a conference call with Santa. I might as well say, hey, your gift. Hey, what do you want from Natalia? I might as well say that.
Hilarious.
You know? Trust that, man.
But man, there's that question, like, even Natalia, you're going to have that situation where John Matthew, you're going to have I don't know what age, but.
It's so fun when they believe, though.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait to do Elf on the Shelf.
And you already took his first picture, I forgot.
Oh,
you took that picture without his father being present. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to pull a scab off of a wound and open that back up.
That should be the bad play of the day right there.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, we still got tomorrow. All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. New music or music stuff?
Music stuff, Big.
What you got?
We're talking about Drake pulling out from the Grammys.
Yeah, man.
So, Big, he had 2 nominations in the Grammys. He had one for Best Rap Album with Certified Lover Boy, and then he had Best Rap Performance for Way Too Sexy.
I'm too sexy for this girl. Too sexy for your girl. Too sexy for this world. Too sexy for the ice. Too sexy for that jack. Yeah.
Man, he pulled him. I heard that.
Yeah. Like, Big, the day the voting allegedly was supposed to start, he was just like, you know what? Hey, he sent a letter to the Grammy place, and there he's like, I don't want my music to be in there anymore, so they pulled it out.
Dear Grammy place. You know what I'm saying?
Recording Academy.
Yeah.
But then they sent...
The delivery person was like, man, I got a delivery for the Grammy place.
The Grammy place.
Yeah.
But, Big, they said he pulled out, and I was just like, you know what? I'm not really mad about him pulling out either, because when you do look at the history of Drake and the Grammy... When you do look at his Grammy history, he hasn't been happy with the Grammys. Like, The Weeknd, it was 2019, but in 2019, he got snubbed, and he was upset about The Weeknd getting snubbed. And then Drake's talked about how, you know what, like, he had this song called Hotline Bling, which is not just a rap song. Like, it was played everywhere. It was pop, but it was under a rap category. So he was just kind of like, you know what, like, we need something new. That's what I'm waiting for. But when he did win God's Plan Award, he kind of dissed the Grammys in his speech.
If there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here. I promise you. You already won. But
next, a special Grammy performance.
They that music up.
Yep. Get him off there.
Yeah, they were like, man, get the biggest artist in the world off the stage.
Yep, right. Cut him off. And that same year, he also declined to perform and stuff. And I just think that him pulling out just means he's going to hopefully build something bigger.
Man, yeah, this was in. You can see this one coming to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was looking at YK Osiris. I was looking at how he was in Drake's house, taking a tour like Drake's awards.
Yeah.
So Drake got him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's just not tripping off of him.
And Big, I was looking at that too. Like, how many? He's had 47 nominations in the Grammys, but only won 4 of them.
Damn.
So, which is crazy, right? But Snoop Dogg's never won one, which I'm really upset about still.
Yeah. That's
so it just needs to change.
What does Snoop have to do?
I don't know, man.
To win a Grammy,
he's
man.
He's done it all.
Seriously, one of the biggest artists in the world.
Yeah, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood, boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dog?
All right, guys. I think if you guys have been to restaurants, we see a lot of shortages, a lot of prices going up on specific things. I know we talked about a wing shortage, but now, like my mom would say, ay, Dios mío, how much does it cost? It's going to happen, man. They're saying that there's supply chain issues, and now chicken tenders are going up in price.
Man, everything's going up in price, man.
Yeah, man, but when you talk about chicken tenders, this is like the go-to meal when you have kids. Like even with Aliana, who's 9 years old, dude, everywhere, any restaurant that we go to, it's always chicken tenders.
Hey,
chicken
man, you could be in a restaurant called French La Poufou, and they will have chicken tenders. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere you go in the world, you'd be like, you have chicken tenders? Like, yeah, alrighty. All right.
Oh, man, that's real, bro. But yeah, I did. You know, Aliana loves chicken tenders, and I had to, like, just break the news. Like, hey, it's going to get a little more expensive. We're not sure if we're going to be able to get you chicken tenders at these restaurants anymore. But what do you think, and what are your thoughts about this? Listen to her response.
He definitely not canceling his beer.
What's going to happen when these chicken tenders get so expensive where I can't afford them and we can't buy them for you, me or your mom? What are you going to do?
Just steal them.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
You're going to steal chicken tenders?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going to happen when we can't afford to buy you chicken tenders the next time we go to a restaurant?
Chicken strips.
I think it's the same thing, to be honest with you. Okay, why? How come they're not? What's the difference?
Well, one's longer and they're made out of something because it tastes different to me. Oh.
So chicken tenders and chicken strips taste different?
Yeah.
There you have it, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I love that she's going to say
you know how chicken tenders are chicken. Yes. And chicken strips is hot dogs. Yep. Yeah, that's hot dog meat in there. Yeah, they I love how she said, hey, I'll just steal them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? While she had it, can she steal me like some crab or something like that?
Right?
Too?
Yeah.
The expensive food.
Yeah,
but
man.
Seriously, dog, everywhere we go, it's always either chicken nuggets or chicken tenders. And now that the price is going up, I don't know, man.
Hey, man, I went to this truck, right? Yeah. And the wings, I asked the guy, I said, why are they so expensive? And he told me, he said, well, it used to cost them $90 to get whatever the shipment was, is now $180.
Wow.
Double.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. So they passed it on to them, and I passed on the chicken. I was like, no, I'm straight.
I'm good.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
On that.
Yeah, you know, I love patronizing businesses and everything, but $18 for 10 wings and not even four wings. I'm like,
oh,
man.
Oh, my gosh.
Two fingers. Yeah, peace. I'm out. Shut up, Louie. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio. Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Natalia's up in here. 50 Cent is in the neighborhood news.
I love all these feuds ending. As much as like I love a good beef, like I love seeing people kind of come back together. And so we all know that 50 Cent and French Montana have kind of been on the outs for a few years.
Yeah.
Big. So I don't know if you remember this. 50 accused French of like buying a used Bugatti, like faking streams. And then French also fired back and he called him a sensitive dinosaur.
Oh, my God.
And then also posted an image of 50 kissing Eminem. It got like really crazy online at one point between the two. But I think in the spirit of Ye and Dre coming together, you know, doing that concert for Larry Hoover, that now they feel like, hey, you know what? We can move on as well. The other day, French was asked, what happened between you and 50?
Man, let me tell you something. Me, I have no problem with 50 no more after he dropped his BMF joint. That's my favorite shit. Whatever me and 50 ever had, shout out to 50.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so, everything is over after BMF. That's the best work ever.
That was on Drink Champs?
That was on Drink Champs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who knew that all it took was a TV show to
there
bring these two back together?
And then plus also knowing French and knowing 50, French was done answering those questions too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. What was that thing, like almost 3 hours too? Yeah. It was way
too much. The interview?
The whole thing all together. That was a long, long time. But
yeah, but they do go long, but they got a great show.
Yeah,
man.
I think it is really fun, but I do think that there was probably a point between French and 50 that they had like kind of smoothed things over, and that was his fun way of answering it, like, oh, I like his TV show, it's cool. But he does say, you know, I love his music, I want him to drop another album. I don't think that they're besties and they're going like the mall together shopping,
right.
But I think everything is probably just like, oh,
and then
cool.
50, I saw a post where 50 was like, you know, that was a great answer.
Yeah, he did. 50 did post that, and he said that was the right answer, French, well handled, what beef, I don't remember.
Yeah,
so I think they're just kind of over it.
I love that, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dope.
We've seen a lot of craziness. So.
Maybe they'll show up Ye and Drake.
I don't know. Could be, huh?
Maybe.
Or you know what I'm saying? Or do their own. There it is. All right. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Boy. Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? We have the most fun on your radio. What up, Lou Dawg?
All right. A couple of my friends, right? I didn't know this, but the other day we were having a conversation and they're like, oh my God, so-and-so got a colonic hydrotherapy. And you go to this place and I guess you said that they shove something in your rectum and they shoot a bunch of water up there, like a lot of water.
You never heard of that?
I've never heard of it before. Wow. It's like next to you, there's a tube and you see everything that's coming. I'm just
Yeah, because I've seen it.
That's gross.
All the matter that's floating around and everything.
Yeah, but I don't, I'm trying to consider it. Myra's trying to push me to do it and
do they give you like wine or anything?
Do they wine and dine
are they
before?
Are they going to say anything into my ear or? Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Colonic hydrotherapy.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Appreciate you, Ani.
Bye-bye.
I'm glad you came to the decision of going to New York.
I'm so excited, babe.
Yeah, man. But have you told your mom, like, told her? No, yeah.
She was busy yesterday. I was like, Mom, I told you. She's like, what? I'm like, never mind.
Yeah, especially if she said, what? You're like, nah, not today.
I didn't like your tone. Yeah. So, yeah, I was like,
not today, Mom. What do you think your mom is going to say about you not spending the holidays?
I think she's going to be hurt.
Christmas.
I don't know. She's going to be like, are you sure? Why don't you go another day? Or why don't you go after? She's going to probably try to convince
me. And then that's
me.
When you grab her by her collar. You say, shut up.
Yeah, Mom, I'm going.
Yeah, do that. You know, oh, okay, well, you already know.
Yeah,
no, I won't do that.
You already know, man. And once again, we did an all new Who Is It?
Who is it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
totally
I said
stumped Natalia.
I got Drake.
After I played it and said it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, after I played and said it.
Well, you should do it more often.
Reparations,
too,
man. Yeah, me and Lou, we feel good.
It you was always tough. Try to make
yeah, I think I'm going to start doing Who Is It from now on. At least
that.
The next five of them, just to balance out how you make us feel.
You got a lot going on. Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Best believe
it.
And for everybody that hit us up as well, man, that did that, I can't believe my parent did this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, like with your parents, I don't know that your parents were, you know, smoked.
Smokers?
Yeah, man. Just
I'm
crazy.
Happy, though.
Hey, man, when your dad said he smoked weed with the neighbors, did you say, I smoke weed with the neighbors?
No, I wanted to be like, me too, Dad.
Do your dad
like,
know you smoke?
Nope, I mean, really? Not that I've told him, but I think he knows.
Damn, your one brother time. Don't really? Listen to us? But your brother wouldn't dime you
my
out.
My brother's sleeping right now. No, he
oh,
would.
Oh, really? That's good. Does he work at night?
No, he works. Like, he'll wake up when I wake up, and then he goes to sleep because he has to look at something. Then he wakes up at
he has
like,
to look
12.
At something?
Yeah, like on the phone, the markets and stuff.
Oh, okay, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. And then he goes back to sleep.
Yeah.
Man, sounds like a beautiful life.
Yeah,
all right, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Enjoy the rest of your day. We are Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood,
Boy.
And we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.